ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
The Gemara continues on to Nun Hey Med Aleph with this Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Meis Ve'Hayloi Chomish Bekvar Chanani Ve'Chomish Bekvar Esnoi Ein Metzdarfis Ad She'Hei Le'Achas B'Tzipori. If there would be five behemoths in one city and five behemoths in another city, they're not Metzdarif unless you have one in the middle in the city of Tzipori. The Rambam brings this down also. Zion halacha beis ain't it tzarich l'tzarif kol behemah shenolda b'shusu l'dir echad elam tzarif kol eider ve'eider levadai. You don't have to put all the animals that he owns together. Each flock goes on its own. Hayu lechamisha tloim b'Yerushalayim lechamisha tloim ba'akai ain't mitzdarfen v'kulam p'turim and amayser v'kami hu bein elu le'elu v'itzdarfu shisha asur mil. Basically, like we said, 16 mil is the cutoff point, and apparently Kfar Hananya and Kfar Osnoi are 32 mil apart, and the Gemara is asking Yeshayla according to Rav. So Shmuel himself actually answers on behalf of Rav, and the Gemara handles back and forth, and the Gemara says, what about Kalba Deroya Teku? Now this din of Ein Tzarich L'Tzarif, there's a big Shayla exactly, what does it mean Ein Tzarich L'Tzarif? Doesn't mean that you don't have to be Mitzarifit, but if you're Mitzarifit it works, or doesn't mean that even if you're Mitzarifit it doesn't work? The Maraponim on the Yerushalmi, in Perek Dalet of Chala Halacha Bey, says that even if you're Mesarifit, it's not going to work. Chaznish, however, in Simcha of Zion, which is the siman that we keep quoting in Maisa Behema, says that if you're Mesarifit, it works. It's just that if it's more than Tezayin Mil, you don't have to be Mesarifit. Now, the Biskirov Tainas, that not only don't you have to be Mesarifit, but even if you have 10 animals that are Taka Mechuyiv, you have 2 Adorim that are Mechuyiv, let's say, and you already mafrish them or got lost, whatever it is, you still don't have to be Mesarifit. But even according to the Biskirov L'Charavada, if you are Mitzarif, it's going to be Mitzarif. In other words, if let's say you have animals that are far apart and you put them together, can you join them up and make them mice? The Rambam says, Beferish Kamat, in the end of Perek Zion here, Hichnis kol atzoynoi hevokar ladir v'hiska limnois, etc. Ein Mitzarifin le'elu. Bekitzer, the Rambam is not clear exactly what happens with the leftovers, but the ones that he does say mice on Avada, it will be chal. Question just is exactly what happens with the remainders that are not starved to anyone. The chari, they stay in their own deer and they wait until other ones are noilet. And then when there's 10 from the same season akapanim, they join up and they're chayiv and maaser behema. Like Rashi's mashman on daladam and base. The shaila just exactly is, when is the official's man of tziruf? What is it talian? L'mashal. Let's say you have 10 animals that are born in the same area, but then they go for a stroll and they're tezayin mil apart. So when do you decide if they're called one group, one eider, that they should be chayiv and maaser behema or not? Is it tali if they were born in the same area? Or is it tali if they graze in the same area? Is it tali in the zman when you want to do the maaser afrasha? Or is it actually tali in the zman when they turn 8 days old? Similar to the mishayla that we discussed in the beginning of the parak from the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach, when we say that a behemah of Eretz Yisrael is chayiv maaser behema and a chutz laaretz not, what if it's born in Eretz Yisrael on the 8th day it's in chutz laaretz? The Mechitz Chinuch said that the cutoff point is when it turns 8 days old. That's the official zman of maaser behema. And we spoke about that. That is really a zman of akrova, of carbon. Should there be a totally isolated din of maaser behema besides the din of carbon, I'll add some shame of kedushas maaser behema, maybe that's not necessarily governed and decided by the 8th day. A component of the Mechitz Chinuch does say that it's talking the 8th day, and the Chayru who are din over here, even though we say that it's not Mitzarif, but if you are Mitzarif, then it works. When should you be Mitzarif then? Do you go by the 8th day, or do you go by when they're born? And even according to the Chazanish, that holds that you could be Mitzarif then, when is the Zman of Tzirif? In other words, let me just rephrase that. There's two Shailas. One Shaila is if you hold that they're not Mitzarif, so then when are they Mitzarif? In other words, let's say they're together at one point and then they go apart, one's in Kfar Osnoi, one in Kfar Hananya, so they're not Mitzarif. When is the point when it's Chal that they're not Mitzarif? If they were together on the 8th day, let's say, and now it's the 20th day and you want to be Ma'aser them, maybe we could say, Lamaisa, since they were together on the 8th day, they will be Mitzarif, even if you hold that when they're far apart, they're not Mitzarif. And even according to Chaznish, that holds that even when they are far apart, they're not Mitzarif, just means you're not Mechuyiv to be Mitzarif them, to be Nischayiv and Ma'aser behema, but you could be Mitzarif them. When is that Zman? Is that Zman on the 8th day, or the Leido, or the Zman Afrosha? Again, the Mechitz Chinuch says, L'gavi Aretz and Chutz Laaretz, that it's on the 8th day, Eish Lai and Afuad and L'gavi this also. Another interesting shaila ma'ini le'ini ba'isa inyan is exactly how do we figure out the din of tziruf over here le'gabi ma'isa behema. For example, would a fence help? First of all, would a fence be a mafsik between the two of them? Let's say they're all totally bunched up in ten amas. But le'maisa, sorry, I keep saying amas, in 10 mil. Let's say they're bunched up in 10 mil, but there's a big wall in between them. Or, let's say they're 20 mil apart, but there's a big, huge gate around the whole thing. Is a gate going to make a difference to be mitzar of them or not? Or l'maisa, if they're more than 10 mil, it's not negeya. Yesh lion, I don't see any mention about this anywhere. So l'chayr mehichitesi, just posi rak l'hoyer. The Gemara continues over here from bringing the Mishnah of Meir Omer, yardin mafsik l'maisa behema. Actually, that the Reb Meir says that the yardin is a mafsik l'gabi maisa behema. So the Rambam says in the Mishnah, in the Pirush Mishnah, that we don't pass him like Reb Meir. And that's taka why the Rambam doesn't bring down this whole sugya in Yar. However, the Gemara says over here, Amar Abchiyah bar Abba and Rabbi Yechon, and Hainu time of the Reb Meir, the Amar Krav Ayadin Gigvul Yisrael, Lepas Kedma, etc. Akosav, also Gvul with Neatzmei, Dafim Ayin Zayin. It sounds like Rabbi Yechon is saying a memory about Reb Meir, which would lead us to think that he passes like Reb Meir. Why so the Rambam says that we don't pass him like Reb Meir? Now, in the Etzim Gemara over here, what does the Gemara say about Reb Meir? The Reb Ami said, Lashono Lashayin Sham Gesher. Although Yesham Gesher, Gesher Mitzaf. And even though Yardain is Mopsik Lamaisa Behem, if there's a bridge there, then it puts them together. We see that the issue is whether they're Makarvan or Le Makarvan. If there's a Gesher, it's going to be Makarvan. Maisvi the Gemara asks, Oy Lebishnei Ebrea Yardain Eilich Veilich. Oy Bishnei Avti Lois, Kigoin Shal Nemer Venimori. Ein Mitzarfin. If you have two different provinces, let's say, like Nemer and Nemoiri. Mitzarf, Ein Tzarech Lemer Chutz Loretz Va'aretz. Now, it's interesting. Stigma asks, it's a makam sheyesh gesher. Fine, we'll get to that. Now, Nemer v'nimari, the Shid Megbetz Hashalom brings down from the Rosh that Nemer and Nimari were basically two different provinces that had Yarden in between them. Which is interesting, because we already said v'shnei Ivrei Yarden. So it's like a little bit redundant. The punchline is that Nemer and Nimari, Rashi says, were really close by, smuchei zulazu, but they're not mitzarf. So now, the Chaiknosin says that Nemer Nimari is talking about two cities that are in Chutz Laretz, because if they're in Eretz Yisrael, why shouldn't they be Mitztarf? The Yad David, however, says the exact opposite, that it's talking about Tafka when they're in Eretz Yisrael. So really, in order to understand this, we have to understand what's the Shail over here, whether Yardain and Gesher is Mitztarf or Mafsik, what exactly is going on? Aftalois and or Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, what's the difference? We said if it's in Tessai and Mil, then... You know, we learned that in the Pasuk before, that if it's Shalat Eina Deroya, if it's Sithin Tezayim Mil, it should be Mitzarf. So what's going on? And the same thing the Gavi where Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says later over here, that Yarden is Gbul Vifnei Atzmai, and Eretz Yisrael is Gbul Vifnei Atzmai. What's the difference? Lamai said they're within Tezayim Mil. Why aren't they not Mitzarf? So the Chari, you have to say that the Pshat and all these things are, like we mentioned, of Shalat Eina Deroya, the point is, it has to be considered one Eder. It has to be one flock. And by the way to be one flock is by being in one place. So basically, even if it's less than Tez Zayin Mil apart, but if they're officially two places, they're two Avtalois, or it's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, or whatever it is that makes it officially two places, that it's called a Gvul B'fnei Atzmai, that's also ways to make one Eder into two Eders. Because if it's not in one place, then it's not going to be considered one Eder. And the Chayr, that's the Pshat in the whole Gemara, and Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz and Avtalois, and that's the Pshat. That the Yarden is called the Gvul, even though maybe they're mamash 5 mil apart, they're way less than Tezayim mil apart. But if they're in two Mekoymas, then it's not considered Eder Echad, and the Shalta Ein Adaraya is not going to do it for you. The whole Shalta Ein Adaraya was also a way to make it one Eder, to make it in one place, in one flock, and that's how they're Mitztarf. L'chari, that's the underlying understanding of this whole Indian of Tziruf, and of Shnav Delois, etc. Truth be told, the Gemara over here in Rashi, when it talks about Yarden, if it has a din of Eivra Yarden, and Yarden if it has a din of Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz, it's a little bit L'chaira, not Mayan Yonah, because what's the difference if it has a din of Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz? The question is basically if it's one flock or if it's two flocks. But if what we're saying is accurate, that the Shail, if it's one flock or two flocks, is totally in as if it's in Mokam Echad or in Tumakoymas. So then maybe it's a little bit more on it's Takatoli and if it's called Eretz Yisrael or not. In other words, it's not just about is this river going to separate and make a mechitza between the two parts of the flock. The whole kvius about whether it's one eider or two eiders negabim ma'aser behema is if it's considered officially two separate mekaymes, two separate places. And that's, of course, governed and decided if it's Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz or it's all one makom. Being that the Gemara says, a yard and mafsik l'maaser behema according to Reb Meir, so Reb Chiba, Rabban, Reb Yochanan, and Taka says, like we mentioned, Hainu time of the Reb Meir, because the pasuk says in Yeshua, v'yard and igbol lo yisrael l'paske eidma, kosev also igbol v'fnei atzmei. So then the Gemara asks, also, the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, because the Eretz Gvul, he says, Saviv Kula Eretz Yisrael Gvul Echari, but Gemara Yarden also, Eretz Vul Yarden. Gemara brings the Machlekes between Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabami, how this goes exactly, the Gemara says, Ketanoi. It's not clear exactly, you have to figure out exactly what does it mean, Ketanoi. Ke'atam Oyvim Asa Yarden Arze Kanan, Arze Eretz Kanan, Vule Yarden Eretz Kanan, the Rabbi Yudba Maseiro. If Shem ben Yechai Omer, may Eivel Yarden Yerecha Kedmu Mizrocha, may Yerecha Eretz Kanan, Af Yarden Eretz Kanan. So we'll get back to the actual Gemara, but before we start, obviously the Gemara is touching on the gather of Yarden itself, not only with regard to being Mafsik L'Gav and Maisi Behema, like Rameh's Shita, and like we said, it's a Machlekes if Yarden is Mafsik L'Maisi Behema, but in general, the gather of what is Yarden pertaining to Eretz Yisrael and lack thereof, and of course, the great, big, famous Shiloh of Eivar HaYarden. So very quickly, Eivar HaYarden is obviously the chelik on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, where there was Shevet Gad and Shevet Reuven and Chatzi Shevet Menashe, got their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is Eivar HaYarden part of Eretz Yisrael, albeit on the other side of the Yarden, or is Eivar HaYarden not Eretz Yisrael? It is exactly that, Eivar HaYarden. So we'll begin, obviously, with the basics. There's a famous Shita of Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Yira Alef Amud Beis, as well as in Menachas Pei Gimel Amud Beis, that says that the din is that you have to bring Omer from Eretz Yisrael. The Akravas Omer has to be Sa'irim Abom Eretz Yisrael. You can also bring it from Eivar HaYarden as well, which leads us to think that Rashi holds, at least with regard to the Omer, that Eivar HaYarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, by the interesting story that we find in the Darm Chav Beis, so the Ran over there says, Eivar HaYarden is Kaddish, but only Lemixas Kedushais, and not for Avos HaOmer. Sounds like it's a Machloikis, whether or not you could bring Eivar from Eivar HaYarden, and perhaps it revolves around the bigger question, if Eivar HaYarden has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or not. There's actually a Chedush Ran about this in Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel as well. Now, it's impossible to encompass all the different details about this humongous sugya of what exactly the gather is of Eivar HaYarden, but let's just scurry through the basic details. First of all, we find in the Teres Kayanim numerous times that the Teres Kayanim brings on the Pasuk says many times, Kisavayo ala Oretz. So the Teres Kainim starts off right away, Kisavayu la'aretz, when you will come to the land, Yochal mishavau le'evar ha'yardein, Talmud lo'imar el ha'aretz, Eretz ha'myuchedes. This can be found in Kedoshim, actually Mitzayra by Negoim, and Kedoshim by Arlo, and in Emar with regard to the Emar that we're discussing, and in Bahar, Legavi Shemitah. And sometimes the Ravid comments on it, sometimes the Pirish ha'myuchim shal ha'rash mishans comments on it, whether it means that the Havamina was that Eivar HaYarden would be Eretz Yisrael, Lagabi the Dinim of Latzei Negoim, or Lagabi Havas Omer, or the Avamina just was, Ki Savoyol HaAretz is when the mitzvah starts, when does it begin? When Klal Yisrael arrived at the boundaries of Eivar HaYarden, coming from the other side, or only when they actually crossed the Yarden, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. And as we'll see soon, the Yarden itself is a Shiloh B'fnei Atzmoi, as we see in our sugya. But just in general, all these Teres Kainims, again, in Mitzayra, Kedoshim, Emmer, and Bahar, pertain very much to this question about the Havamina was that Eivar HaYarden is El HaOretz and the Maskana is not. So what's the Maskana? Is Eivar HaYarden still Eretz Yisrael, just it's not Eretz HaMyuchedes? What exactly is the Geder? The famous Mara D'Shmaitza of this Shiloh of Eivar HaYarden is obviously the Chidah. In the Sefer Birka Yosef, I believe it's the longest shtickle in the whole Birka Yosef. It's more than 10 pages long. It's in Hilchas, yes, Sfiras HaOmer, Simen Tov Peites. He begins that maybe it's Talion HaMachlokes, the Radak and the Lev Aaron, how to learn different psukim in Yeshua, whether Eivar HaYarden has a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not. Then he brings down HaMachlokes, the Maria the Revi and the precious Drachim in Drush Ches. And he wants to say they're also arguing about if Eivar HaYarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not. Then he brings a Tshuvas Maritatz. in Siman Reish, I believe it's Reish Tez Zayin, and it's also, he quotes over there Gedalia that argues, and he wants to say that's what they're arguing about. Later he brings a Radvaz and a Machlekes with the Beis Yosef and Kesef Mishnah, Hilchas Reitzeach, about Arya Miklot, which presumably are supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, and if they were in Eivar Yarden as well, then perhaps it's a riot that Eivar Yarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Back and forth, it's a machlokes this and this, him and him, him and him, a whole arichas in the chidah, until he finally starts unveiling, like we mentioned, the Rashi in Sanhedrin and Menachas, and the Ran and Adarim, whether Eivar Yarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael or not. Now, a famous fact that you find with regard to this is the Gemara in Saita, in the end of the first parak, Yudal Amar Aleph. The Yidua Chazal ask over there, why was Moshe Rabbeinu Nisavel Likonis L'Eretz Yisrael V'chilech Al Mipirya Utzarech? And he said, let me go inside Al Mimikayim Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu did come to Eivar HaYarden, and nevertheless, he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to Mimikayim Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz. It sounds pretty clearly that the Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz are not noig in Eivar HaYarden. And others ask, I bikurim, it's mashma, is noig in Eivar HaYarden? And there's a shiloh about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Is the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael noig in Eivar HaYarden or not? And even though in our Gemara, it sounds like that Yarden is a shiloh over here, maybe it's telling in this shmuz, ketanoi of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirin of Shem Ba'yechoi, but kipshute, our Gemara is only talking about the Yarden itself. For example, if the Yarden itself has a din of Eretz Yisrael, that's not necessarily to say that Eivar HaYarden has a din of Chutz La'aretz. Now, if the Yarden itself doesn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael, then already it would be a chiddush to say that Eivar HaYarden has a din of Eretz Yisrael, but it is doable. It's possible that the Yarden itself is in a world of its own. And it's meduik like that in Tosfos. Tosfos is bringing Psukim Dafka, he's meduik that the Gemara is bringing Psukim Dafka about the Yarden itself. Also, it's possible to learn our Gemara that the machloikis is not exactly what has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not. The question just is, what goes under the phraseology of Eretz Canaan? In other words, maybe Eretz Canaan means Eretz Yisrael proper, but nonetheless, Eivar HaYarden was given Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, whether it was Tali in the Oile Bavel or whatever it was Tali in. It could be that it has a din of the Makom Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not Eretz Canaan. Maybe our Gemara is only about Eretz Canaan, but not exactly a Raya Brura, that if it's not Eretz Canaan, that it's not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Another couple of points about this. There's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Chavei, Zemaral, of Yarden, Shenotel Mizeh, V'nosan Lezeh, Mashenotel Notel, Mashenosan Nosan. It's also a Tosefta, and it's you brought down the Yerushalmi and Chalo, Perek Dal, Alach Adal. Now, Pashup Shat, the Gemara over there in Eilam Metzias is talking about Hilchas Aveda and Metzia, and Gezel, and Yiyush, and it's not necessarily related to anything we're talking about. However, the Shita Mekabetzes over there does bring a Yerushalmi that we just mentioned in Chalo. That's Mashma, that Ataka means whether or not wherever the Yarden moves, that's the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and wherever, if the water spills a little bit more out this way, then that also becomes Eretz Yisrael, and if it spills in, then that becomes Eivar HaYarden, which sounds a little bit like Eivar HaYarden is not Eretz Yisrael, first of all. That's very related to what we're discussing. But, of course, it's also a little bit interesting, the whole Chiddush, that when the Yarden moves in and out, it's going to become, yes, Eretz Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael. The Dvar Avram is discussing this in Chelik Aleph Siman Yud. He says, what do you mean? Is the land, is the earth, is the Makom Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or is it not? So you have to know if maybe it's not physically totally, every molecule of dirt is not necessarily totally, if that specific area was conquered and if it has a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Basically, the question is, till the Yarden is Eretz Yisrael. So if the Yarden moves, then basically that is the boundary moving. So even if it'll go and bite, a foot of Eivar HaYarden, and presumably Eivar HaYarden is not Eretz Yisrael, and the Yarden will go and bite that, it doesn't mean that now we have to say that that place that's bitten and became part of the Yarden and hence part of Eretz Yisrael had kibush. It could be that the Makom is called Eretz Yisrael until the Yarden. If the Yarden moved, there's a halacha that this is now the Makom of Eretz Yisrael. Not necessarily does every single flow of the river of Yarden and every single Makom that it conquered have to live and die with all the guidelines and restrictions of Hilchas Kedushas Makom. Efshir. Yesh la'ayin in that. It's important to mention that if there was a Mar d'Shmaitza before the Chidah, it was the Tashbats. The Tashbats, I believe it's Chelik Gimel, Semi Kuf Tzadik Ches through Reish, also elaborates at great length about Eivar HaYarden, how much is Avadin of Eretz Yisrael and how much not. I think, in a nutshell, he wants to say over there that not necessarily just because it doesn't have the chiyuv of mitzvahs, does it make it not Eretz Yisrael, and vice versa, even if it has the Chiyuv of Mitzvahs, not necessarily does it have all the dinim of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Just to give you a fun example, the Marsha, I think, in Saita Yud Gimel Amud Beis is Mashma, that there's no Avir, the Ara Machkim, in Eretz Yisrael. Meanwhile, it's a Machlekes, the Tashbats over there, and the Panam Yafis and Parshas Vaschana. Then I say Eretz Yisrael, I meant Evar Yardin. Whether there is, the Marsha's Mashma, that perhaps there's no Avir, the Ara Machkim, in Evar Yardin. So again, it could be that the Mokim has a Torah's Mokim of Eretz Yisrael, Eivar Yardin does, but Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it won't have. There's also a whole different avenue to approach about this, which can be found in the Yerushalmi and Chala, that we darshan v'loishan ataltei la'atzmi, that even if it is Eretz Yisrael completely, but not necessarily is it called the Eretz that was given to Avram Avinu, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles of Eretz Yisrael proper. So with regard to certain rules, it'll be Eretz Yisrael, but it will be called Shinataltei Ve'atzmi, and therefore it won't be Mechuyev, let's say in Chala or other dinim, will revolve and fluctuate with that, like the Beis Halevi elaborates in Chelik Beis, Simen Nun. And again, this is way beyond the scope of our work to conquer the whole Eivar Yarden in one shot. I just wanted to point out that the whole Pulmus, the whole discussion and elaboration of the Chidah and all the other Gedolei Achrenim L'Roiv about Eivar Yarden, there's 2 points why our Gemara is not a direct fit with that sugya. Number one, we're talking about the Yarden itself, and not necessarily is that for sure a game changer, Lagabi the Din of Kedushas Makam of Eivar Yarden. And number two, we might only be discussing what's included in the Lashon HaTorah of Eretz Kanaan, and not necessarily what has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and what doesn't. The Gemara says, right over here in the last few skinny lines, Tanya Namihochi Abraisa, Yarden Yoitzimi Maras Pamias Mahalach Biyama Shal Sivki, Biyama Shal Trey, Biyama Shal Slim, Vahoylach Vinayful Yama Godel. So it's a little bit of an issue here that this is a big Chiddush in Metzis, that the Yarden is Yoitze and it goes to the Yama Godel. What's going on with that? So Rabchaim Kanievsky Shlit and Derech Amuna, Trumas, Perak Aleph, Aloch Azayin, Dirmatzch Me'ashkeloin, writes that it means Nachal Tzin, which is at the edge of the ocean. Lemaisa, Reb Meisher Mordechai and Mishmar HaLevi, Simon Mem Zayin, is very unhappy with this Mahalach. He asks a lot of kashas. And he wants to suggest, based on the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says in Perikir Aleph, amongst many other things, it says over there, Mei Yardin Lashkoyse, Shemei Mei Yardin Soivivin Eskaratz Yisrael, Chetzin Lamalam in Aretz, Vechetzin Lamatam in Aretz. So he wants to say that even though it doesn't apparently have any connection to the naked eye, but down below underground there are, tunnels where the water is connecting from the Yarden to the Yama Godel. Ayin Shalman, the Radal, Yesh L'Ayin. Very interesting Gemara over here that the Yarden goes to the Yama Godel. Now, the Gemara says Vayter over here because we say that Zachrusa the Yarden has been Maris Pamyas, so the Gemara also says Zachrusa the Doma Kavda. Now the Gemara says Zachrusa the Maya Pras. So B'derech Agav, we said over here that the Zachrusa, the Zachrus, like the main thing of blood in the animal is the liver. Now we know that the Torah says you're allowed to eat the liver. The kavod is not asur, even though it's mostly blood. In fact, Taisva says, even though you're not allowed to eat dam ever, but dam kaved, Taisa says in Chulin Kofiram et Beis, the Ramaschal Kavda, that since the whole chefta of the kaved, the whole liver is blood, so memela, if blood from the liver is pirish, you're allowed to eat it because the Torah was mata the liver, including the blood. Moreover, there's Yerushalmi and Trumas, there's a Shiloh, even though we know Bishul Basar B'Cholov is terrible and treif, but what if you're Mavashal, the liver, with milk? So the Chayr Huadin should be terrible. Basar b'cholav, it's treif, it's fleishigs. Obviously, liver is fleishigs. But lemaisa, the Chavaz Das is mazbe the Yerushalmi's shiloh. The Chavaz Das in the end of Siman Ayin Gimel is mazbe. What's the Yerushalmi's shiloh if you cook liver with milk? If it's basar b'cholav or not? So he says the shiloh is because dam b'cholav is not basar b'cholav. And in Mela, I would think that it's not a problem of bishul basar b'cholav. It's like bishul dam b'cholav if you cook a covered with milk, it's not going to have a problem. And the Chasam Sefer talks about over there in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. Maisa, if you look in the Maram Shif, in the end of Chulin, he speaks about a shayla where somebody fried a liver together with cheese. And amongst the Hetayim, he wants to say that since the liver has a din like dam, dam b'cholov is not as bad, obviously, as basa v'cholov. L'maisa pishchetshuva for Nardin 7 Pei Zayin says that it's only b'teres snif of Ali, you can't rely on this thing alone. Another very interesting thing about the Gemara's Tushtel to Rav Yitzchak says that kovetz nimuach metame b'revius. So there's a very interesting point about that. The Mikdash David wants to know in Sim Mem Tes, so he's Beis, what's the whole big revelation over here that kovetz nimuach is metame b'revius? Basar nimuach is also metame. What's the difference? Like the Gemara says in Ozad Afnon, why is this a chiddush? So he says, don't tell me it's because the shear is b'revius. Because that's Pasha, that even though Netzel has to be a Kazayis, by Basa you have to have a Kazayis, but that's only because it's Nikrash. But before it's Nikrash, Avada, you're going to have a Shear of a Revius. So what's the Chiddush? Zok the Stipler and Tyrus, Simon Chof, also always Beis, he says it's not Shver. Because Basar, even when it's Nimuach, it's still going to have a Shear of a Kazayis. It's a special thing by blood that it's going to have a Shear of a Revius. And that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Kovach and Nimuach is Matan Revius because it's Dam. If it wouldn't be dam, then it would taka be b'kizayis like other basa. And the Mishnah Melech in Perek Beis of Thomas Mace in the beginning over there brings the machlekes Rishonim that it could be if it's basar mace that's nimuach and it's not nikrash, it's not matama Thomas Netzel v'chlal. And if that's the case, so I saw that the Peristainer brings down from the Chazon Ochum, then of course you need to have a special chiddush that over here kovet shenimuach is going to be matame. Because of the din of Ikrish of Kavod is Dam. Since Zachrusi, the Dama is Kavda, so Mamela, it's going to be Matame, even though regular Basar Mace wouldn't be Matame before it's Nikrash. He also declares that maybe the din of Netzel is only by Basar, and maybe by Kavod, Bichal doesn't pass the din of Netzel. Just like the Prima Gadam says in the Binishpitzais, in the beginning of Simon Pei Zayin, that Kovet doesn't have a din of Basar, Gavi Basar B'chol, like we've been discussing. After all this alone about Nahar Pras, the Gemara concludes by saying that it's called Nahar Pras, Shameim of Parim V'Ravim. Basically meaning to say that its waters, Nahar Pras's, develop and grow from within. Says the Gemara, Mesayel El Shmuel, that says, Nahara Mikipe Mivrech, that a river is growing from within, from its own self, from its bottom and everything, and not from other areas that are flowing into it, says the Gemara, and this is not in line with the sheet of Ravami Amarav, Dama Ravami Amarav, Mitra b'marav asada rava pras. And to that the Gemara brings the famous Avod the Shmuel Avod Labansi Mikvois, B'yom Yenisun, Amafsi B'yom Yetishrei. And the Gemara says, it's because since the sada rava pras, since a great rain in the west will result in an overflow of Nahar Pras, we see that the rainwater of the west is eventually spilling into Nahar Pras, and that is actually how Nahar Pras is getting bigger. And Memela, it's not like the Shita that holds Nahar Mikipi Mivrach, and that's why I not want his daughter's Tiveling in Nahar Pras, because it'll be Rabu Ha Noitfin Ala Zeichlin. The rainwater will be outdoing the natural spring water that is flowing, and that's not good for tefillah. That's the Gemara, and this is obviously one of the fundamental headquarters of many halachas and hilchas mikvois, which of course we can't handle all of them, but let's touch on some of them. Basically, we see in our Gemara that the Gemara is saying, Shema yirbu hanoitfin ala zeichlin. It sounds like a good old concept of bitl b'roiv, that the rainwater is going to be more than the zeichlin, more than the local mikvah, the local spring that you have here, or the river that you have here, and mamela, you can't be tevil in this nahar. We'll begin with the Ran and the Darm, the Afmem Amid Beis. The Ran has a huge arichas about all these in Yonim. The Gemara over there quotes the same Gemara that we're having over here. And the Ran brings a kasha from the Mishnah Mikvois, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Mayon Shemeim of Mu'at and Sherabo Olam Mayim Shuvim Shavu L'mikvah L'tar Bash Barin U'lamayon L'hatfil B'chol Shu. That a Mayon is you could be Tevil even B'chol Shu. So by itself you would have said that by a mikveh we say that it's batel, and the rainwater is going to be mevatel, masha enkein by a mayan, it won't be batel for some reason. It wouldn't have been the end of the world. However, you see minei ubei in the Mishnah Mikvois, that it works latar b'ashbarim. So basically, it's a conflict in itself, and therefore we have to answer up, how come over there there's no problem of ravu anoitfin ala zeichelin like we have over here? The Ran himself goes on to say that it depends. If you're talking about the old section where the mayan was, and the rainwater is multiplying and coming in there, then it's not going to be a problem because you're not going to lose the old shame mayim. However, if it was a new place, then it's not going to have the old shame, and it's going to have a din of a mikveh that Ron learns. And the din of a mikveh is that a mikveh doesn't have a heter b'zeichlan. Only a mayan has a heter of zeichlan. So if you go back to the old place, the taka would be mentara b'mayan b'zeichlan. Mashenkin, if it spills over, let's say, to a new area, and you're being told in a new area, that area is not going to have a din of a mayan. The Ron learns it's going to have a din of a mikveh. Actually, the Ritva over there in the Darim also speaks about this. And the Ritva is mevor that midin Torah, it's taka kosher. And the only reason why you're not allowed to be tevil is only a din because it looks like Megishamah. Reb Shimon Shkop and Shari Yosher, Shari Gimel Perek Chavov learns that it's a naya din in the Ritva of Mara Sayin. In other words, Me'ikra din granted, you're right, it's not a problem. It's only a problem because it looks like basically you're being tevil in rainwater, which is no good. Of course, it's no good b'zeichelin. Now, it gets really interesting in the Ravid. The Ravid in Bali HaNefesh, in the beginning of Shara Mayim, Perek Aleph over there, the Ravid speaks about this Kasha as well, that has the din of Ar Gemara of Shema Yerbu Anoitfin Al Zechel and Shtim with the Mishnah and Mekvois over there, Aleph Zion. And the Ravid says a Teretz, it's quoted in the Rashba also in Teretz Abayis and Shara Mayim and Shara Echad Asar. And the Teretz goes like this, that while the Ran seems to be saying that the new place that's connected to the old place doesn't have a Shem Mayim anymore, The Rashba and the Ravid hold that it still has a Shem Mayim. And Reb Chaim, in the end of Hilchos Mekvois, Perek Tes, in Sefer, has two mahalchim how to explain the Rashba and the Ravid. The Rashba and the Ravid, yeah. The mahalch that he says, number one, is that Avada, the new water, has a Shem of a Mayim. If you have a Mayim, and then there's a lot of rainwater, the Shem Mayim is not going to go anywhere. The Shem Mayan is still kind. The Shem Mayan doesn't become bottle. And you're connected to the Shem Mayan, so you also have a Shem Mayan. You are part of the Mayan. Now, normally, the din is that a Mayan is Matar, in this case as well. However, says Reb Chaim, the din of Zeichelin is not a din in the Mokum and the Shem Mayan, in the Shem Mayan. It's a din May Mayan. There's Mayan, the place is a Mayan, a spring, and then there's May Mayan, water of a spring. Rainwater cannot become water of a spring because it's rainwater. So it'll still be called Mayan, it'll have a shame of Mayan, but it won't have a din that it's Matar B'Zeichelin K'Mayan. Because that's a din in the May Mayan, not in the Mayan. So the shame Mayan, it'll have to be Matar B'Kolshu, but won't have a shame of May Mayan, of the waters of the Mayan. That's the Reb Chaim. Goes on to say that the din that a Mayan is Matar B'Zeichelin is a din in the May Mayan, in the waters of the Mayan, and if it's Rabban Oitzvon al-Zeichlin, that you're not going to have. That's Reb Chaim's first Mahalach. The second Mahalach is much more complicated, and the way Reb Baruch Ber explains it in Yevama Simon Chafalov goes like this. The number one Yisayid that you need for the second Mahalach in Reb Chaim is that the Shem Mikvah and the Shem Mayan, there are two powers that be, but they're not contradictory. For example, if you have a mikveh that's 30 saw and you need another 10 saw, there's nothing wrong with 10 saw of mayon being mashlim the shear of the mikveh. Even though it's not a mikveh, it's a mayon. But it doesn't matter, because lemaisa, they are not a steer, the two things, and they could coexist. However, the din is that your maisa tvila, the way Baruch Ber explains, it's not going to be in a cholent of mayon or mikveh, it's going to be in the mikveh. Because since it's Rubei Kekula a mikveh, it's going to be a chal, a din tvila in the mikveh. Oh, if it's being chal with Rubei Kekula, that your immersion and the way that you're being retire yourself in this mix is with mikveh, then there's a psul of zeichelin. Zeichelin is a pasulus in mikveh. That's the second mahalach. So again, it's two mahalach. Basically, again, the Ran said that the new section is not a mayan at all, it's a mikveh. And the Ritva said it's only a din of marasayin because it looks like megashamim. It looks like you're tabling completely, make a shaman. Mashenkin, the Ravid and the Rashba that brings it are learning that Avada it's taka connected to the Mayan and it has a Shem Mayan, at least according to the first Pshat and Rab Chaim, just that the din Zeichelin is a psul in May Mayan. The Zeichelin that you can be tabling is only in May Mayan, not just the Mayan, you need to have May Mayan. And if it's Rabban Eitzvon al Zeichelin, it's not going to have a shame of May Mayan. And the second Mahalach is that Avadet has a Shem Mikvah, and it's not a steer to the Mayan in order to be Mashal in the Shir, and it could have a Shem Mikvah, but the Maisa Tefillah is a Maisa Tefillah in Mikvah, not in Mayan, and in Mikvah there's a Psul of Zeichelin in the Mikvah. Ayin Sham. Now, there's another question that I'd like to discuss. That's the question of the Ravid and Balei HaNefesh, that he also asks on the Gemara over here, of Shem Yerubu Anoit Penal Zeichelin. It's Mashma only if there will be more rainwater than Zeichelin. But what if it would be exactly 50-50? 50% Noitfin rainwater and 50% Zeichelin? It's Mashma that it's kosher. Like the Ravid, that in Masechta Mikvois, Perakei Mishnehei, Reb Tzadok was made that Zeichelin Sharabal Neitfin is kosher. That if there's more Zeichelin than Neitfin, you're kosher. Over here, it's mashma that more Neitfin than Zeichelin is kosher. It's mashma that is possible, mashma mechzal mechza is kosher. And in Mikvois, it's mashma that Zeichelin Rabal Neitfin is kosher. It's mashma if it's mechzal mechza, it's possible. Another kasha is that Stamazoi, the Shach asks in Simon Reish Alves of Kotten Yud, that Zeichelin is deraisa, it's possible. By deraisa, it's possible. Is a bazei, mechzal mechz is like right. So I saw, you know, obviously there's a famous Imre Moshe on the Sugya in Simon Aleph, all about the Inyanei Mikvois, and there's a tshuva from the Reb Meir Shapiro, the Rosh Yiva of Yachal Hagoyin, the tshuvas Or HaMeir, that has a tshuva to Imre Moshe when he sent him the Sefer, all about Mikvois. So at the end of the Simon, he brings down this kasha, and he wants to say a teretz. Now he brings down that they ask a kasha. The Chreinim, the Paiskim, they ask that it says in Zvachim, Daf Peyam and Aleph, by Tzluchis Shalmei Chatos, if water fell into it, if it's a kol shoe, then you could use it for Hazoh. According to the Man Yomar Hazoh, it's Amitztav, it's because of Yesh Bilo. And it's before that Shmuel also holds a Yesh Bilo, and we're talking about Shmuel over here. So the Chayr, he asks that in every Neitfin, when you have a Zeichlin, what's the problem? L'maisa, if you hold Yesh Bilo, it shouldn't be a Stira. Just like you can make a Zrika from a Hazoh, I should say, from Mechatas, that was Nafal Asechemayin. So even if there is rainwater, but L'maisa, it has Zeichlin in it, so why is it possible? So you have to know, L'chayr Yesh Bilo just means that the water is equally dispersed, not necessarily that it's not bottle. And it could be that that's what Rabbi Shapiro means to answer. But I was thinking another teretz to this kasha, Gishmaka teretz, that even if you say Yesh Bila, in the way Rabbi Shapiro is understanding, even if you say Yesh Bila, the pshat is, let's say you have water and mechatas mixed together. So even though the water is no good and the mechatas is good, but wherever you'll stick your fingers, you'll get mechatas and you're in business. But it could be that going into mikveh, it's not just enough that you need to have water of mikveh. You need to go into a mikveh. And if you're going into a place which is legally dispersed and equal mikveh water and not mikveh water, maybe that's not called going into a mikveh. It's not like you need the mikveh water. You have to go into a mikveh. But the truth of the matter is, it's not so simple that this would answer the kasha, because we're really talking about a mayan and not a mikveh. Yesh lion, if you could say this or not. Anyway, what does Rav Meir Shapiro do with this? He says that, like I mentioned, that the answer is that even if you say Yesh Bila, but over here it's going to be bottle because of the rainwater. The answer is that it's only when it's bottle. But if it's Mechzal Mechzal, then it's taka going to be because of Yesh Bila. He says, Meilat's Meyushiv the Shaila from the Gemara, from the Mishnah Mikvois, hey, by Rav Tzadok. Because over there it's Mevur and the Rishonim, the Rash and the Rosh, that if you wouldn't have all this water, then it wouldn't be enough. So Yesh Bila is not going to help you because you don't have a sheer kosher. You need to have an amount. Ashenkin, by the Hazah, we weren't talking about that you didn't have enough for the shear. So Mela Dafke, in the case of Mikvois, hey, there you have to have taka that it's Rabu ha Zoichelin ala Neutfin to be kosher. Now, I would be remiss if I wouldn't mention one of my favorite questions that Rabbi Yaakov Paskel asked me many years ago, that L'chayro, the Gemara says over here that he made special Mikvois for his daughters B'yom and Nisan, and it's Mevur in the Gemara and Shabbos Hamachay and other places in the Rishonim, that it means Nisan Ir and Sivan. Those are the times when there's a lot of rainwater and you're not allowed to be toivel in the rivers. So the Shaila is, it says, Vateret bas pari lirchis alei ar. When was this? This was when Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 months old. Moshe Rabbeinu was noiled in Zion Adar. So you go with 3 months, it's either Nisan Ir, Pashtas, it's Sivan. Actually, it's Mevur that it was talking the day of Matan Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu, that story with Basia, that's not for now. But anyway, so the Chayre was in Sivan, even if you tell me it was in Ivri Yar, Shalom, Saiti Yud Beis, still it was Zion Ir. In any event, the punchline is that it was the months that you're not allowed to be Toivel in the Nilus. There's actually a tshuva in the Radvaz, back and forth, a huge, huge machloikis about 400 years ago, if the Nashim are allowed to be Toivel in the Nilus. Back and forth, Zeichel and Ashbayr and Sada Rabba Pras, they go back and forth and back and forth, if the Nashim and Mitzrayim in those days can be Toivel in the Nilus, because of this whole sugya that we're learning here in Bechiris. And nobody makes mention that it's a Mefurisha Pasuk and a Gemara, that Bisya was Toivel in the Nilus. And we don't find anywhere that Tefillah's Geiris is anything different than regular Tefillah. So it's Mama Shapella that how could she be Toivel in the Nilus on Zion Sivan, on Vav Sivan, Zion Sivan, whatever it was. Now, There are obviously many, many aces how you could answer this, right? The Ran over there in the Durham that we mentioned says Besech Advarim that if you're a bucky and you know where to go where there's not so much rainwater, or you can make mechitzas and perhaps next to the riverbank is different. There's a lot of different answers to this question, suggestively, going through all the different tedious halachas of Hilchos Mikvos. I just wanted to point out this interesting shiloh. It's a very geshmaka shiloh. Another interesting thing, my Rebbe once asked me that somebody asked him, what were the Noshim Toivolin in the Midbar? Obviously, there were no rivers and lakes in the Midbar, so what did they used to be Toivolin? Now, right away I told him the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Hei that there was Be'erah Shel Miriam that they were able to be Toivolin. But interestingly enough, there's a long Taisus over here. It starts on the bottom, but it goes all the way down on Vavim and Aleph. And B'Sech HaDvarim, on the second wide line, Taisus brings down that by the days of the Midbar, what were the Mitzrayim mitar themselves with b'mam b'katsha meichadas be'erev Pesach ve'eich haya al anoshim shasa Pesach sheni b'kitzer where were they toivel same those that became tami from the same midbar mishal v'altzofen v'aloya yurechoykim mipras. So where were they toivel? Taisus is bothered by this. What happened to the Be'erah Shel Miriam? This is an old question of mine, but I saw that Rav Meir Shapiro speaks about it at the end of this tshuva here in Siman Lamed Gimel, that he wants to know what's Taisus' issue, why couldn't they use Be'erah Shel Miriam? One other point about this, there's a Pirkei Derabbi Elazar in Perek Ches that says like this, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aaron, Achodesh hazeh lachem, shalachem hu la'abras hashana. It's mashma that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron were involved in the Ibra Hashana. Frekt Reb Chaim Knievsky, in an absolutely brilliant piece in Shekel HaKodesh, in the Bir HaHalacha, page Lamates, on the Halacha in the Rambam over there, that you're not allowed to be Moshe, a Melech or a Kohen Gadol, to be Ma'abra the Shana. The Rambam says that Kohen Gadol is b'pnei Atzina, because he's going to be worried. If you're going to make Yibar Shana, it's going to be freezing when he's Tevel on Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yud Chesem at Beis. So, Frekt Reb Chaim Knievsky, how are Moshe and Aaron able to do this? So, Moshe Rabbeinu, he elaborates about, that's not really so negated to us, but I wanted to just tell you what he says about Aaron HaKoyin. He says there's no problem of the freezing mikveh and the Ibra Hashanah of a Kohen Gadol named Aaron, because he used to be Tevel in the Be'erah Shel Miriam, which was in the Pesach El Moed, like the Tosefta says in Sukkah, and it wasn't cold. Because the reason why Mayonis are freezing by day is because they're underground. Like Rashi says in Pesach and Tzadik, the Alam and Beis, Mashenkin Be'erah Shel Miriam wasn't underground, like it says in the Tosefta and Sukkah, Perek Beis, Halach Gimel, and he brings other sources to this, including a Yalkut in actually this week's Parsha Pekudei. And he says, even according to Tosfos, that the problem of Tzina is not the problem because of the actual freezing waters, but rather because you go barefoot on the stones next to the mikveh. So Rav Chaim Knievsky says that was only in the Beis HaMikdash where they had stones, but in the Mishkan where there was no stones, there was only dirt, so you didn't have this problem of getting freezing. Ayin Shom Shekel HaKodesh Perek Dalet Halachi Yad Aleph in the Bir HaHalacha. With regard to the famous bar over here, Avu Adishmul HaHulabansei Mikveh B'yayim Enisun HaMafzi B'yayim Tishrei. So the Gemara says, what's the pshat? Mikveh B'yayim Enisun Sovel HaKarav Dalmer Rav Ami Amar Rav Mitra B'mar Rav Asad Rav Pras. If there's a big rain in Marava, like we said, Pras is going to be a testimony because the waters of the rivers will accumulate from the rain in Eretz Yisrael into the rivers of Pras. So basically you have lots of rainwater going into the rivers of Pras, and it's going to be Rabu night from Allah Zeichlin, and then it's Meg Shamim is Raiv, and it's not a kosher mikvah. So Rashi right away says that he made a mikveh of Mayim Chaim in his house, B'yayim Nisan, because if it's going to be a Nahar, it's not going to be Mayim Chaim. And since there's Sofik Zovos, and the Pasuk says by Zov that you need Mayim Chaim, it's no good. And there's Lashna Achrina, and Rashi Taisus says the other Pshat, that you need to have Ashbayrin, you can't have rainwater for Zeichlin, you need to have Ashbayrin. He says over here, the Shita says, the Pirish Rekundras, Megisham, as if it's two separate Pshatim, because Rashi really doesn't say that over here, but Rashi does say it in Shabbos. And then the third Pshat is that Noitfin is a problem, Yerba Noitfin al Zechon, it's a problem of Sheuvin. Like the Rishayim discuss, because there's a lot of pipes and stuff, Shechokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokokok Allah, it's a problem. Those are the three pshatim. The first pshat in Rashi that says that the problem is that it's not Mayim Chayim and they're self-exovus is a shtickle interesting for two reasons. First of all, L'chayra, the din is only by Ezov and not by Ezov, like Rashi asks on Shabbos, Tamachayamid Beis, on this Pshat of Rabbi Ezov, that he says, L'chayro, Ezov doesn't need Mayim Chayim. So the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, excuse me, Ezov needs Mayim Chayim, Ezov doesn't need Mayim Chayim, we're talking about his daughters, so L'chayro, they shouldn't need Mayim Chayim. So Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Yerdei, Sof Simon Reish Beis, he says, that midrabanan they were guys zava atu zav. So mameila zava also should need mayim chayim, and that's why Shmuel was makban on that. And he also says that this is only something that Shmuel made for his daughters, not for his wife, because it's only a din for a tayvel a tyrus. But the isha labaila doesn't have this gzera. And the Rav Chodesh Shmaitza in Islamid Beis and Shmaitza Aleph, by the famous Shmaitza that he says, that the Issa L'Baila, Pitoisim Babakamadaf Yiral, that the Issa L'Baila is not a Tumma Dikadin, it's only an Issa Dikadin. And the Din of Mayim Chaim is a Tumma Dikadin. So Mela, the Hetel L'Baila, which is not a Tumma Dikadin, it's an Issa Dikadin, over there's no Din of Mayim Chaim. As they state, Artan Bechlal, and that's why you wouldn't need to have Mayim Chaim for the wife, only for the daughters. That's why Avu the Shmuel made it for his daughters. L'maisa, rather that the Shmaitza says over there, Alpitoisis, that the din of Tumul Baila is not a Tumadik din, it's an Isidik din. You have to know if everybody holds like that. L'maisa, there's Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, that's Mashma, it's Taka Tumadik din as well, the din of Isha Labaila. It's not just the Isidik din. And with regard to Mafti B'yayim Tishri, Rashi says he used to make them special mats out of Kanem, and he used to put them in the water, and they would stand on them and be Tevil. Because in the days of Tishrei, there's a lot of soft tit at the edges of the river banks, and he's scared that when they go in there, there'll be mila tit l'mila raglayim v'yechaitzes. There'll be, the dirt, the mud of the river will go into their feet, and it'll be chatzitza. Now, there's a famous shaila that the Rosh asks in Hilchos Mikvayos, Simalam and Gimel, that l'cher we find in the Mishnah and Mikvayos over there, that you could be tayvel amita in mayim, even though there's tit, and we're not worried about chatzitza. So what's the difference? Azayfrek the Rosh. Now, you could say that maybe there's a difference between a person and a bed, that a person is much heavier, and mainly causes the mud to rise and get it become chatzitzadik, whereas the bed just goes in and out, and it won't become stuck and cluttered with the mud, and it won't be chatzitza. The Beis Yosef says the Teretz in Simkuf Tzadik Ches, that maybe a person is different because he has crevices in between his toes. Maybe he brings it from the Ran. And in Mela, even by a bed, you put it in the water and you just stick it in and stick it out. There's nothing to worry about. Mashing in a person, it could get stuck the dirt and the mud between his toes, and there will be a big chash of chatzitza. Others want to say that it depends, Pashut. Maybe the case of the mita is talking about where the tit was very moist and soft and liquidy, so there's not going to be a problem of chatzitza. Mashing in an argamara, he was scared that there's going to be thick tit which could make a chatzitza. The Madana Yantif Afanar over here on the bottom of the Rosh says a different teretz. He says that when you go into the river, you walk down the river. Before the water comes there, you start walking down the river bank, and there's already mud and no water. So by the time you get to the water, the mud is already there. Mashenkin by the bed, first the water is going to come hit the bed before the mud gets in the way, so it's already going to be beseder. Shmaka teretz. Of course, the same gemara that we have over here with the maf tibiyeh metishrei is also a gemara, obviously, in nidadav samach zayin amad aleph. And over there, the Chidushi Aran brings down that the Ravid has a bomb kash on Rashi. Halach is that you're not allowed to stand on a davar makabel tumal to gzeres merchatzois b'shas hatvila. So l'chayra these machtzolos shel kanam should be a problem that the makabel tuma and the melo, how you're allowed to be tevil while standing on top of them. It should be a problem of the gzeres as they frek derive at a bomb kasha. Amaisa, the Meremi Sadaf in order over there needed of Samach Zayin wants to say that not necessarily did they stand on the b'shas they were being tevil. Especially if you learn like the Bandana Yantav that we just mentioned, the place where you want to have the machatzolis is on the way down into the river, not by the actual Maisa Tvila. Rakaponim Vinish Zvi, the Netziv wants to say over there that they didn't stand on the Meshas Tvila, they had them there before that the tit shouldn't get stuck in them, but maybe the actual Tvila they weren't standing on them. As Isaac the Netziv and Batsim, the Goyin says before, it's like that, and Bir Agro, and your day over there, Kuf Tzadik Ches of Kotlan Lama, that's how he answers this Kasha. But Maisa and Rashi is not Mashman like that. The Aruch Lanai wants to say, we're talking about mafsi that were made in a way that they're not mekabel tuma. I was thinking maybe another interesting teretz. I was wondering If maybe we could say, Efsha, I'm not clawing the sugi right now, what the word is why you can't stand on a davar makabel tumah, but there's actually a yesoid that Reb Leib Malin says, and Reb Rudiman and Avedis Levi Simantes, and many other achronim, and that is that tumas medrash is not like every other tumah. Every other tumah is makabel tumah. Tumas medrash, they explain, is not the pshat that the medrash is makabel tumah from the guy standing on it. The pshat in medrash is that being a medrash is automatically tumah. When you're a medrash, you're tumah. Yesh la'ayin, if a medrash is called a makabel tumah b'chlal, or maybe it's not called a makabel tumah. A medrash is not a makabel tumah, it just is tumah when it's a medrash. It's like a shame medrash, which is tumah. They elaborate about this, and I'm just saying it over b'ktzara. So yesh la'ayin, what the reason why you're not allowed to stand on a davar makabel tumah b'shas hatvila is. If it's a vert, something to do with makabel tumah, maybe a medrash is not a makabel tumah, yesh la'ayin. Similar to the famous raid from Reb Chaim about a beis amnuga, that it's not a davar makabel tumah, it just is tumah. They talk about this legabi ksamim in a beis amnuga, and legabi in a bias, I should say, and legabi medrash if it has ksamim. But akapanim efshir yesh la'ayin. I wasn't mevarah this now. Another mahalach that is said on this kasha is in the Minchas Avram over here. He brings down that Taisa says in Menachos Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that a sfin is not called a medrash because it's not really made to rest on and lean on. You're just using it to go from place to place. And the idea of a medrash is only something that is made to rest on and lean on. So he wants to say that Hu Adin over here, these machzolis were not made to lay down on and rest on and sunbathe or suntan in. They were made, Pasha, to do the Ma'ase Tefillah, so that just they shouldn't get dirty, they're not made for resting on, maybe they wouldn't have a din of medrash. Memela, it's not included in the Gzerah, that will be another Mahalach and Rashi to fan for him from the Ravitz Shiloh.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.